Today is Thursday, the 1st of August, the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Paul Zark sings Create in Me, a setting of Psalm 51.
Against you only I have sinned, done evil in your sight. But you have shown me what I've done, with mercy in your eyes. Then wash my shame and guilt away, my weary soul renew. From all my sinning, turn your face. Let me return to you. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Transforming all of me, till every act and every word your love and glory speaks. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Create in me a clean heart.
Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
According to your endless love.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
Thank you. This is one of the best-known images in the Old Testament. God as the potter, and we as the clay. Even if you are aware of your own imperfection or brokenness, God cannot give up on you. God is always at work, even when we are broken. Might you practice yielding a little more to God at work in you? For a moment, might you let go of your own control of your life? Can you breathe out the tension of it? Can you breathe in your desire for God to work in you? Take a few breaths doing this. Listen again, and let yourself rest in God's loving hands.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house. And there he was, working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
Whatever is on your heart, share this with God, in whose hands you are held. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.